Hey there, welcome to Women Blazing Trails. My name is Eva. This is a show for midlife women, and we talk about all things midlife, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Grab your favorite beverage and enjoy the show. Hello, and welcome back to Women Blazing Trails. My name is Eva, and today I am super excited. I have a really cool guest on the show today. And you know, I like to try to find the best guests for you guys. I like to talk about all different kinds of things for midlife women. And I found this lovely lady, Annie, over on my left, your right, I don't know, Annie Goudreau. And she reached out to me, and I'm really, really glad she did. We have a crazy topic today. She is a nutritionist, and you mostly deal with midlife women, right, Annie?
That's all I do.
Right. So we're going to talk about menopause and nutrition and the effects of menopause and our nutrition and all that stuff, because Annie is like, she's like the guru of nutrition for midlife women. So I'm going to give you the stage. I'm just going to let you introduce yourself to the viewers and let us know a little bit about who you are and what you do and how you got started doing this, and then we'll dive right into the menopause series.
Awesome. And I love the topic of transitions and midlife, because I came about my current career with a big shift. I started as a brand consultant, and I worked in that field for 20, 25 years. And I became one of those uber stressed, not very fulfilled women that, you know, a lot of people will relate to this today, right? Yeah. And not that I hated my life. It was not one of those things. But I looked at myself and I kind of went, and this was early 40s, Eva. I said, I cannot turn 50 eventually. This was a number of years down the road, and still be at the same point. This right. is not going to work.
And I think a lot of women think that too. They started around 40, 45 and go, oh my God, is this my life for the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years? It can't be.
Right? Exactly. That's exactly what happened. And I thought, okay, I'm going to go back to the basics here. Like, what is it that I love to do the most? What are the subjects that I'm the most passionate about? I had been fortunate that I had been an endurance athlete. So while I still had my career, I, you know, was kind of what they call them, quotation mark, like weekend warriors.
Right? Yeah.
So I was into marathoning, and I started to coach women, and literally off the couch to their first marathon and finishing their first marathon. Yeah.
That's awesome. It
was such a gift to be able to do that, because I learned so much. I learned so much about myself, and then I learned from these women. It was incredible. And a lot of these women had basically put their health, you know, aside to take care of everybody else, right? Yeah. A lot of people today who are listening to this are going to relate to that. It's like, it's the partners first, it's the kids first, it's the parents that we take care of, and then it's like, what about me? So it was amazing.
Yeah. And you know, that's funny, because everybody, and especially, and I used to be like that. I'm not like that anymore, but people pleasers, everybody. And I have to take, you know, mom and dad and my kid and my spouse and blah, blah, blah. And then we forget, and people, women especially, don't like to realize or think that we're number one, but we don't make ourselves number one, and we don't feel we're number one. And we don't, my kids are number one. No, your kids aren't number one. Because if you're sick and dying, then you're no good to your kids. So you are number one, and everybody else is 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. But women don't like to do that, right?
That's right. Yeah, very much socialized to be last on that pecking order. So I kind of realized, oh my God, you know, I think I should work in the health and wellness world. And in that, in my little journey of finding out how it could work, I realized one of the subjects that is the most difficult for people was nutrition. And there's all kinds of blah, 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 blah out there, but and it's one of the most confusing topics. So I decided I'm going to go and get my degree as a nutritionist. Nice. And then after that, I'll see what I can do with my background as an endurance athlete because I've learned so much about psychology and fitness.
So how old were you when you got your degree in nutrition then?
So I was 47 when I finally graduated.
Nice. That's great.
Yes, because I did it part-time. I could not just go to school and not earn money. So I was running my business during the day and going to school at night. And many people were in the same boat as well. Mm-hmm. And it was the best thing I ever did. Took me 4 years because of my dad got sick and I had to actually support my family back in Montreal during that time. But it's been an incredible, incredible journey. And I love the fact that I had a career before because so much of my skills are transferable. Uh-huh. So these transitions are not about, I think that there's a bit of a misunderstanding that it's like throwing everything away. That was terrible. And now it's good. Yeah. No, it's mm-hmm. about, oh, this led me to here. And yeah. that helps me supporting women now that are executives, that are running their businesses, right? Because it's not easy.
Yeah. That's awesome. I love you. So if you don't mind me asking, how old are you now?
Yeah, just turned 54 last Sunday.
Oh, happy belated birthday. Yay.
Thank you.
That's awesome. So your audience is women 40 to what?
Yeah, I would say the sweet spot is really like 45 to about 70 years old. I would say it's midlife mm-hmm. and beyond. Right. So midlife, because midlife, and ladies, you're going to be happy to hear this today. Midlife is the prime time to get our roots deeper and more solid so that you have the best back end of your life. 100%. Absolutely. That's what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And you know what? It's funny because when I started, because I used to, so in case you don't know, and I think most of my viewers know, so I have two sites. I have a self-help personal development site, and then I just transitioned into my midlife site, which was about maybe 3 years ago now. I started doing the midlife thing because that's where my passion is. But I took, and you just made a good point, I took my skills from myself, my personal development, self-help, inspirational, motivational blogger, I took those skills and I use them in my midlife to empower women and help women and all that stuff. And I completely lost my train of thought and where I was going with this. So midlife women, I think when we get to that age, like I want to say late 40s, early 50s, we get in that, what do I do now? You know what I mean? Like, what do I do now? I'm old, I'm out of shape, I'm fat, I'm skinny, I'm unhealthy, I'm lonely. I mean, we go through all these things. And I think we're gonna go right into menopause, because I think menopause plays a huge role in this, because menopause and midlife are very confusing, frustrating. They're depressing. They're sad. You know, we get sad. It's very, it's scary, because I feel, this is just me, but I feel women, when we get to midlife and menopause, we're like, well, so much for my life now. What do I do now? And we feel scared and frustrated and confused and stuck. And we don't know how to make those next steps, because we've never done anything like this before. We've spent our entire lives taking care of everybody else, and now we get a chance to do what we want to do, and we don't even know how to do that. We have no fucking idea. We don't have any idea how to do that. So I want to ask you, for, let's just say, the menopausal woman.
Yes.
Here is Sally. Sally's 45, 50 years old. She just left her husband. She's just starting menopause. She's feeling unwell physically, emotionally, mentally. Maybe she's a little depressed. Maybe she's unhealthy. Maybe she gained a few pounds. I don't know, whatever. So how would you approach, Sally comes to you and says, Annie, my life is shit. I don't want to live anymore. My life sucks. I don't even know. Can you please help me? What am I going to do? I need you to talk to Sally, and how would you handle Sally, and what kind of, and you, maybe if you want to just throw 3 or 5 tips as to how you can handle Sally and what you would help her with in her midlife menopausal crisis.
Yeah, it's a great question because I think that people need to understand that menopause, we have not been educated upon, right? So when we enter it and we feel scared, it's because I always say we feel scared because we don't have the knowledge or we don't have the resources, right? You know, so let's say I'm scared of a financial situation. Well, I'm going to go get educated and I'm going to make sure that I've got the resources to support myself, right? When it comes to menopause, it's this abyss. There is such a lack of information. That's and true. It used to be taboo, right? It was just like, ooh, let's not talk about that. Let's not talk about that, right? A head in the sand. Your medical practitioners, by the way, whether it's your regular GP and so on, they were also a lack of education to them. So it's not just blasting them to say they're incompetent. It's like even in their schooling, they didn't have the tools. So imagine we show up and they're like, maybe some hormonal therapy.
Right. Here, take maybe. This pill. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Or you're depressed, let me give you some antidepressants. Right? They jump to that. Now, some people will need some antidepressants. It's not to say it doesn't have a role. But in general, the first thing that people should realize is that menopause looks different to every woman. It is not one size fits all. So please take that to heart in the sense that you are unique and we need to look at what are the unique conditions that brought you here. Because here's the thing, Eva, at 50, we are the result of the last 25 years.
Absolutely. Right?
So we need to be gentle and kind towards ourselves because it built up. So maybe you had a lot of stress that you did not deal with. Perhaps in the last 10 years, you did not eat well. And perhaps in the last 10 years, you also did not take care of your body. Were you active? Right? Did you do things that give you pleasure? Were you, right?
And you know, and I think that you made a really, really good point there. And I think people don't realize that we are a result of the last 25 years. So you can't expect that here, you are at 50 years old and I'm going to start making changes. Changes aren't going to happen in a week. You can start making changes, but it's going to take time. And I'll tell you something. So I was a 46-year smoker and I quit smoking. Yeah, I quit smoking. I was 58 years old when I finally quit smoking.
Bravo.
I'm a year and a half smoke free. But I had to realize that I smoked for 46 years of my life. I can't expect all these changes to happen overnight. I am what I am today, how I feel in my health is a result of 46 years of smoking, maybe eating shitty food, emotionally, mentally having toxic relationships all the time, having limiting, So we forget that. Women forget that. We think that, this is where I am today. No, look at all the things that got you to where you are today. And that's why you are now where you are now, because of the previous 25 or 30 years.
Exactly. So it's always good to start with a place of, it's okay, you're going to be unique. And let's have some compassion and patience, right?
Yes.
And then we look at the whole person, right?
Yes.
Because you did not wake up depressed just because of, it's gray outside, right?
Yeah.
Like it's a number of factors. So one of the first thing that we need to do, and that's how I work with clients is often when we get to that place is that our foundation has been completely wrecked. And your foundation is always the same. It's your nutrition, it's your level of activity, it's how you rejuvenate and you rest, right? How do you take care of yourself?
And nutrition plays a big part in our mental and emotional health as well, right?
Oh, yes. Huge. And we could do an entire recording on-
We should do that.
The connection between what you eat and what goes on in your brain. We now have this thing called the gut-brain connection.
Yes.
We understand scientifically, this is no longer like woo-woo. People used to be like very skeptical about this. No. This is now scientifically proven.
Absolutely.
What happens, it's definitely a cause reaction. So it's really important for women because there's so many things happening to us when these hormonal changes happen. And you have to realize Perimenopause can last 10 years. I know some people are not going to like hearing this, but it can last up to 10 years. I know my perimenopause lasted years.
Seriously? And
I am
I don't know. You know, honestly, I have to check my, I don't even know how long. Can I? Oh yeah, I can. Sorry, I had to do a mic check. I don't know why I had felt the need to do that right now. I don't know how long my menopause lasted, but I'll tell you. So this year I'll be 60. And I know they say sometimes that crankiness and being agitated and irritable is part of menopause and all that. I'm like starting that now. I'm like, is that just because I'm 60? Or like, what the hell is going on with me? Is this like a new menopause? Because I just feel like I don't remember going through, because I didn't even really know what menopause was. And I wasn't really educated on menopause and the symptoms and what you're going to go through and how
exactly.
I didn't know any of that because I had a full hysterectomy when I was 51. Oh. So I was kind of forced into menopause, but I didn't know anything about menopause or what you're supposed to feel or how you're supposed to, because you know, we're not really educated on that. Like you mentioned earlier.
That's right. So it's like this big abyss, right? So we need to educate ourselves. So a lot of what I do with clients is really educating them and giving the choices to also making the best decision for themselves, right? Not one size fits all means I will propose options for you and then you need to try. And this is a little bit of what happens, right? Because all things hormonal, we have like 50 plus hormones in our bodies, right? And hormones are their messengers. They tell, they go from somewhere and then they tell another part of the body to do something, right? Okay. Insulin has a role with blood sugar management and also then tells XX sugar, go and become, go hide into a little fat cell, right?
And people don't know that.
Right? Yes, for sure. And insulin, you know, has a cascading event also because if you're always spiking, you know, you can get migraines, right? There is a domino effect. So estrogen has the same thing. It doesn't work in isolation, right? There's a domino effect because while estrogen in perimenopause, it's like a roller coaster at an amusement park.
It's not fun.
High, low. And then eventually at menopause, it settles and it's lower. Right.
Okay.
But it's not just estrogen that is affected. Testosterone has also been even more diminished. Women have a little bit of testosterone and now it's even smaller. Progesterone is also affected. So there is this cascading, you know, effect on everything and it creates brain fog. Yeah. It does create, the different parts of the body that will now carry fat. And many people, you know, complain about that menopause weight, right? Mm-hmm. In the waist, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody likes that, but this is a little bit of the muffin top effect, right? Menopause, unfortunately, right? So a lot of things happen, but it's a really important opportunity to fine tune what we've done with our life. Because I often say what you used to do is no longer going to work for you because your body has new needs, right? When you were a teenager, for example, you needed to sleep 14, 15 hours a day. That's a need at that time of life, right?
Well,
today our bodies have changed and they require new things from us. Yeah. So a lot of it has to do with changing our habits, changing what we eat, now paying more attention because you're not going to get away with the same stuff that you used to.
That's a good point. And I think a lot of education is key, right? Knowledge is power. I think a lot of women don't realize that.
Yeah.
We're not the same as we were when we were 25. We do have special needs now. We do require more TLC. We require a different routine. We do. And that's a really good point that you made.
Yeah. Those who do well at menopause do a number of things. So from a nutrition standpoint, there's, you know, 3 to 5 things that I think are worth mentioning right now. One is that we are now far more susceptible to sugar, right? So we need to start paying attention. And it's not about becoming a nun and never ever touching, you know, sugar ever again. But now it's time to pay attention to how much sugar we consume and the timing, because mess you up.
Yeah, I think it's I think it's really, really important to understand the relationship that sugar and your body have together. That's really important. And I mean, sugar comes in many forms. It's not just going to the store and eating a chocolate bar. I mean, it's like sugar comes in many different forms. So sorry, that was a really, really good point. I have to interrupt, but carry on.
No, absolutely. This makes it far more interesting for the listeners, I'm sure. So really starting to pay attention to how much and when, and how you do that. The other thing is, brain cognition is on everybody's mind, right? Like, we're always worried about our, you know, ability for the future to avoid dementia, Alzheimer. Yeah. Alzheimer is real for women. We're three times more likely than men to develop Alzheimer's, right? So making sure that we have a diet that actually promotes brain health is huge now, because this is now the time to have that strong foundation, right? We want to get that tree to have solid roots. So Alzheimer is also called diabetes type 3. So this is when also sugar is not your friend, right? It is going to run you amok. So another reason for sugar to be being careful. The other thing is now starting to pay more attention to the fats that you consume. So we want to be looking at reducing saturated fats and increasing our omega-3 fats. So omega-3 fats are the ones that are in cold water fish, for example, in extra virgin olive oil, walnuts, a lot in the, you know, in the good nuts for sure. You know, ground flax, always ground, by the way. Don't eat flax, not ground, because you won't be able to absorb it.
That's so, what I thought. Good point. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that.
Chia seeds, really great as well, right? So there's animal sources, and of course there are plant-based sources. They're really good because your brain, you know, if you open the skull, the brain is mostly fat.
Okay.
So one of the things that people don't realize is that the cells that are in your brain, the neurons, which, you know, everybody's familiar with that, they can easily damage.
Okay.
And in order to be, you know, kind of polished and stay beautifully, you know, nice and fat and all that, you need the omega-3s. It's like wax on beautiful wood. It protects the wood. So those omega-3s protect the neurons and keep them nice and flexible and snappy, because, you know, they send signals, right? So this is what we need to pay attention to. So your better fats. So the sugar, the better fats, always, always, always. And the other thing that I like to talk about is your bone health, because this is real with estrogen drops, right? Osteoporosis exists, and it's, you know, very, very, very bad, especially for women. So what we want to make sure is that we have a lifestyle that is conducive to healthy bones. It's not just a calcium story. You do not need dairy. That's a big myth, right?
Yes.
There are a lot of beautiful sources of, you know, calcium that are in plant-based. And by the way, calcium from plant-based is a lot more absorbed by your bones than animal-based.
What are some of the sources for that?
Swiss chard, black beans, almonds are great sources. Right?
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that's why we always say that a varied diet is always the best kind of diet, right? The varied diet, a little bit like the pure Mediterranean framework, lots of legumes, lots of vegetables is really, really going to help you. But for your bones, equally as important is making sure that you having some impact exercise. So bouncing, right? There's nothing wrong with you doing any kind of, like, do you like to dance? Jumping up and down.
Hang on, I'm sorry. Is that you ringing or me ringing? Who is?
I think that's your side.
I'm so sorry. I'm like, what the hell is ringing? I'm so sorry. Carry on.
Yes, no problem. So equally, so really to keep the bones strong, you need equally as importantly to be active with impact and also with strength. This is why I say what you used to do at 25 and 35 no longer works. You need strength training because it's good for your bones. And guess what? It's also great for your muscles.
Yes, of course.
And there are many functional doctors that are now going as far as saying that we can predict your longevity and the quality of your longevity based on the quality of your bones and your muscles. So I want all the listeners here, all the ladies that are listening, to pick up some strength and do this. Is going to help you so much. It's going to help you with weight loss, but more importantly, it's going to be so good for your overall health. And
that's awesome.
When you look at the stats of people that fall from, you know, not having been strong enough, for lack of balance and all that, like it's really, really bad news. So, you know, just start to love those things.
Yeah. And you know what? And I get this a lot because a lot of people, I get a lot of comments and from my, on my blogs and stuff. Oh, I don't care. I can't afford a gym. So where I live, there are gyms, but I don't always have time. I don't particularly like them, whatever the case may be. So I have resistance bands, which are amazing. You can buy a resistance band for like $12, $15 on Amazon. They're ridiculously cheap. And you can adjust them to anything you want. You can make it 1 pound. You can make it 30 pounds. You can make it, but I use my resistance bands. And, you know, the people love to, and I'm not shitting on anybody, but people love to use excuse, I can't afford it. I don't have time. You can turn on a YouTube video and watch a workout video for free. Body transformation. I love them. They're amazing. You can do that for free. Watch a YouTube video for free. You can get a TheraBand for $10, $15.
Yes.
And you can work out at home every day for free.
Yes, there is no such shortage of free resources.
Ouch.
And I think there's a little bit of lack of imagination here from people's point of view, right? Like,
well, because people like excuses though, Annie, not, you know, and I have to, people
afraid of absolutely. Change.
Oh, I don't know. I can't. Oh, I don't know how. Oh, I don't know. I can't. That's the first thing. I can't. I don't know how. Figure it out. Now you're just coming up with excuses.
You need the commitment. Once you're committed, you will find the way.
Oh yeah.
And for me, that's always what it comes down to. The other stuff is you don't have a lack of resources. You have a lack of commitment.
Absolutely.
You're not committed to your health. You're not committed to healthy living. You talk about it, but you're not committed, right?
So and you know what? And I think too, because women at this age, let's say, well, for me, so let's say I'm 58 years old, I quit smoking. I didn't once think, oh, it's too late for me now because I'm already almost 60. I'm just going to keep smoking for the rest of my life. I thought, no, you know what? I'm 58. I still got a chance. Like I still have a chance to improve my life at 58. So I quit smoking and I changed my diet. I quit smoking. I started eating and I have more natural things. And I feel better at almost 60 than I have in my entire life. So this whole thing, I'm too old and it's too late, is bullshit.
It's one of the biggest myths of aging is that for me, it's too late. I'll tell you another beautiful example. If people are not yet convinced, just with you, there's this woman whose name is Joan McDonald. You can, you know, she's got a channel on YouTube at 70 years old. I think she's a short little thing. I'm 5'10". So she's, I think 5'2 or 5'3". Okay. She was 200 pounds. So she was obese and she found herself, she had cardiovascular issues. She had joint issues, of course, because it's way too much for her body.
Sure.
She was highly depressed because everything is related.
Yeah.
And completely broke down, and her daughter staged a mini intervention and said, "Mom, you're basically gonna die if you don't change what you're doing. This train is going to a very bad destination." And she asked her mom if she would be willing to work with her for the winter. So I think it was like 5 or 6 months.
Okay.
She's a Canadian. And she basically said, "Mom, give me 6 months. And I promise you, you're going to be on a new path. While Joan is now 75, she is an inspiration. She is on zero. She went from 5 medications to 0 medication. Nice. She's now an entrepreneur because she inspires everyone else to join. So get this, if it wasn't clear, she was 70 on 5 medications and on the road to dying early.
Yeah.
And now she's 75, 0 medications. She rocks. She passes people on the beach on her bicycle. Oh, and she talks about that. It makes her so proud.
I'll have to find her link and drop that down.
I will send it to you after.
Do that.
She is such an inspiration. And so at 70 and now, you know, she's 75. Now it took less, you know, not that long, but right. You don't need. You know, that is an excuse that it's too late. Yeah. And at 75 now, she can live up to 100 easily because absolutely. She has such healthy habits and strong deep roots. Well, she's highly resilient.
That's awesome. So, and you know, that's great because she's 75. So she has, so I want people to, if you're watching, put this into perspective. She has a potential 25 more years. That's a long ass time. So, I mean, if you're only 45 or 50 and just starting now to revamp your life, you potentially have another 40 fucking years. 40 years. That's a whole other lifetime that you have ahead of you. That's a long time. Yes. Such a long time. So don't do this, I'm too old.
Yes. And what I love about what you just said is that it's not just the health span, the lifespan.
Yeah.
But what we're talking about today is the health span, spending those years strong, resilient, independent with all your faculties, being able to experience joy, another myth of aging is, you know, that it's a lost time, right?
Yeah.
No, we gain so much, right? Yeah. And science is very clear that as we get older, we now become in the happiest time of our life.
Oh my God,
deepest satisfaction, right? So you want to do that with the ability to, you know, you teach people to, you know, relocate and all that. You need to have physical independence. You need to be strong. You need to be resilient, right? So that health span is critical.
Yeah.
And I call it freedom. It's the freedom to enjoy life whichever way you want it.
And it's crazy because, and we talked about this at the very beginning of the show, when the first part of our life, we're taking care of everybody, our kids, our parents, our spouse, everything. And now many of us are empty nesters. We've left our husbands, our kids are growing up. You're by yourself now. Now it's all about you, babe. You can live and create the life that you want any way you want starting now. Like, it's so exciting. It's so exciting. And I'll tell you, when I was back in Canada, because I was a hairdresser, and so I was there, and I think it was time escapes me. I was probably like 51 or 52. And I thought, oh, okay. So I get to create the life that I want now. Wow. Well, what do I want? And I created this crazy. I mean, I live in Guatemala. I live in paradise. I live in Guatemala. I run my own business. I was a hairdresser building someone else's dream. And I did that for 25 years. And here I am now. I am building my own dream and I live in paradise. And I created this because I threw away all the rules that said you can't, and you're a woman and you need to take care of everybody. And I'm like, no. It's my time now. So women don't realize that this is your time now. You can create anything you want.
Absolutely.
Anything you want.
Yes. It's a very, very exciting time. And I can understand that for some people, it is a bit daunting because when you've been so busy taking care of everyone else, that's why when I work clients, we start with the base. Like you don't start decorating your house if you haven't built the foundation, right? So we focus on the foundation of the health and then we build on top. And that's when you're like, wow, I feel like $1 million, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it is daunting. You know, everybody says, you know, oh, Eva, you know, you're this and you're that. I'm like, no, I was scared. I've never done this before. I was a hairdresser, for God's sakes. I didn't know anything about selling my stuff and moving out of my country and buying a one-way ticket and going to go. I didn't know it. I didn't know anything about freelance writing. I didn't know anything about online businesses. I didn't know anything about any of that. I was a hairdresser. That's all I knew. So was it scary and daunting? Well, of course it is. I'm not any different than Sally or Jane or Mary or Margaret. I'm not any different than you. I was afraid, but, and I always tell people this, your desire to change your life has, when it's greater than your desire to stay in misery, that's when you're going to start Googling. How do I do this? How do I do that? Yeah. That's when you're going to be ready. Your desire to change has to overpower your desire to stay where you are right now. Yeah. And that's the kind of,
because your primitive brain hates change and it hates discomfort, right? And if you let that primitive brain run your life, you are unfortunately never going to make a lot of progress, because progress requires you pushing, right? Like, I was an endurance athlete. In order to be able to run a marathon, each week you have to add a little bit. Well, that's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable for my head. It's uncomfortable for my body, but that's how you get stronger, right? Yeah. And that's how one day you get to run 42K. Yeah. It's the same with the journey that you're talking about here. So you need to bypass a primitive brain. And in order to do that, the commitment has to be stronger than the desire to have our ass on the couch.
Yeah, that's a brilliant way. I love that primitive brain thing, because I don't think people realize that. And that's exactly what it is. Our brain says, no, let's just get your bag of Doritos. Let's go back on the couch and let's just be comfortable and stop thinking about changing anything, because you don't know how. Get back on the couch and stop this nonsense, because our brain wants to protect us, right?
That's right. It's designed, every system in your body is designed to make you survive, right? Yes. So that primitive brain is all about, well, that discomfort and all that spells danger, and that spells you might be eaten by whatever is out there, right? Perfect. So my little tip for people here today is, every time I see myself being caught in that thinking, right? I'll be like, oh, this is a time to thank my primitive brain for saying, thank you for making me trying to survive, but this is going to make me better.
I love that.
You acknowledge the primitive brain, and then you go, I gotta go and do that thing that is going to make my life better. And that is going to make me a happier human being.
That's awesome, Annie. You're awesome. I'm really loving this interview. So listen, we're already 45 minutes in almost. Woo! I know, it's crazy. So we're just going to wrap this up.
Yes.
We're going to drop some of your links down below, but
who do I serve?
Who do you best serve? Who can you help today?
Sure. Anyone that finds themselves in perimenopause to postmenopausal, doesn't matter the ages, 45 to 70 years old, who kind of goes, you know, I think that I need a serious tune up, nutrition, supplementation guidance, how to start being active again, how do I sleep better, how do I get rid of this nasty weight around the little muffin top area, how do I set myself up for the best years of my life? How do I set myself up to be resilient? You know, absolutely. You know, perfect. My website is veev.ca. That's veev.ca. I know it's going to be in the show notes.
Yeah.
And there's a contact me. Perfect. And I always offer a 30-minute complimentary to see if we are the right fit, to see if I will be able to, you know, to support you. So you've got nothing to lose but 30 minutes of your life. You know, the upside is pretty good, if I can say so.
I honestly think that if anybody decides to work with you in menopausal and nutritional, I think they're going to benefit greatly from working with you, because I think you're amazing. I love your
thank you.
I love your energy and your vibe and the things we share the same ideas about nutrition and mental health and all menopause and all that stuff. So I love that. So I think if anybody, please check out her website. I'm going to drop that link
and
down
then
below.
Sign up because I've got an amazing guide that you will get by signing up, right? I've got a thriving guide, and every week I talk about very useful information for women at midlife specifically. So there's always wisdom and strategies and tips to help you just get better.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for being here. I'm going to drop a bunch of stuff down below. Don't forget, please, to check out Annie's resources. Thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.
I
Thank
actually
you.
Got, yeah, I got a lot out of this, and I'm going to sign up for your stuff. I mean, I educate myself a lot on nutrition and all that stuff, but I still want to see what you got. I'm going to be signing up for your stuff. So, thank you so much, Annie. You're great. Don't forget.
My pleasure.
Don't forget, please like the video, comment, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. Don't forget to do that before you leave. Thank you all always for watching. And don't forget to go check out Annie's stuff. I love you guys, and I will see you all back here again on the next video. And I have no idea what, maybe I'll talk about my COVID brain. I have no idea what we're going to talk about next week, but I'll catch y'all back here again next week. Bye for now.
Bye.